In this guided meditation, we'll work with the practice of compassion. Before we begin, I'd like to share some background for context. Compassion is the wish to relieve the suffering of others. It is not feeling the suffering of others directly, like empathy. What we call compassion fatigue is actually empathy fatigue. Wisdom can help us avoid empathy fatigue, so that we can continue to be touched by the suffering in the world or others or ourselves and have the motivation to act. Compassion also supports ethical conduct, doing the right thing, which leads to concentration and wisdom. If you become overwhelmed with compassion practice, feel free to do a different heart practice, such as loving kindness or equanimity. I'll share some phrases for this compassion practice, and you can choose your own. The most basic idea is to express the wish for others to be free from suffering and the causes of suffering, but you may find other phrases work better for you. So I'll share some different options. We'll begin with someone you care about or someone you know who is very stressed out or suffering or in pain. And you repeat the wish, mentally repeating, "May they be free from fear and danger. May they be free from pain and sorrow. May they find peace and healing." If you connect to a sensation of compassion, you can go with the feeling, sending out that feeling, the wish for them to be free from suffering. Or you can use the phrases if you connect better with those. You can use those phrases again for yourself next, or you can use different phrases like these. May I find stillness in the midst of change. May I find peace in the midst of struggle. May I find softness in the midst of resistance. May I rest in compassion. If it feels hard to connect with your own sense of stress or you don't believe you deserve that, you can imagine how a loved one, like a pet or a dog or cat or friend, might see you, knowing that they also care about you and wish you to be free from suffering and stress. Next, pick someone you don't really know very well, a neutral person, or someone you have neither positive nor negative regard. Could be a supermarket checkout clerk, someone at the bank, your neighbors, people you don't really know that well. Knowing that they, too, also want to be happy and free. Again, using same phrases, different phrases, it's up to you. Wishing them, may they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they be free from pain, from sorrow, from grief and despair. May they find peace and healing. Next, consider someone you don't like, someone's a little bit difficult to like, towards whom you have negative feelings, and don't pick the most difficult person in your life. Pick someone mildly annoying, maybe a politician, but someone who has not caused you major trauma or harm, but someone you just find a little bit difficult to work with. So you start with something manageable, within the window of tolerance. And that this person also wants to be happy and doesn't want to feel stress. We extend the same wishes for well-being, for freedom from pain for them. May they be free from fear and danger. May they be free from pain and sorrow. May they find peace and healing. letting go of that person, and extending the same wish for compassion for all beings, everywhere, all directions. Knowing that you are included in all beings. May all beings find stillness in the midst of change. May we find peace in the midst of struggle. May we find softness in the midst of resistance. May we rest in compassion. Repeating more phrases if you want, you can do other ones. May we be free from fear and danger. May we be free from pain and sorrow. May we find peace and healing.